Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, August 24th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan. Center of the United States, center of Michigan. I wonder what all that noise is. Sorry about that, listeners. I was just hearing something. Just unsure what it was. But we are getting that figured out. All right. So, if you hear other noises tonight during the show, I have talked to you before about the Midland Chemic football game going on down at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor on Thursday. And also the Dow game at the Big House on Friday, which, by the way, I have to be in Ann Arbor on Friday for a certain appointment myself. It also looks like I will be there at the Midland High game. And I will let you know on Monday how the games went. And it's just so you know. So if you hear the stadium, I mean, if you hear the band by any means, then, you know, it's just music. It's been loud before. Kind of like my pastor had said before, when he had preached late before, maybe a little later than what he had planned on. But then he looked and he said, well, folks, what's your family? It's been late before. So we're just so glad to have you with us wherever you're tuning in from, whatever the country, whatever the, whatever you're doing. Whether you're on a beach somewhere or at home, or maybe you're at work, maybe you're driving home from work, or maybe you're driving to work, you know, whatever it is you're doing. I'm glad that you've taken time to be a part of the show. And really makes me happy that you decided to tune in. And pray that the Lord blesses you tonight for that. And it's always great when you folks tune in to the broadcast. So I have something funny, kind of wild to tell you. I saw a headline today that said, Hungry sinkhole swallows up drive-thru. Now, this happened at a Hardee's restaurant in York County, Pennsylvania. According to Yahoo News, this sinkhole that had developed over time was able to swallow up the drive-thru. Luckily, nobody was there, but it's kind of crazy that a sinkhole could literally swallow up an entire drive-thru like that. So Probably should have watched. But they built it. So maybe when you do Psalm 91 prayer, you should maybe also say no sinkhole. Because it was at, the crazy thing is it was at a restaurant, and I guess the sinkhole was hungry and it wanted some food. Well, obviously it didn't get no food. It just, all right, let's get away from that. But, so another thing I'm going to do tonight, tonight is the night that I'm going to reveal how I think Dow High football will do this season. I'll also discuss what a few of the biggest football stadiums in the world are. On Thursday, like I said, I will quite possibly be in the Big House, Michigan Stadium, which is the biggest football stadium in the United States. I have not been there before. I am excited about it. And, of course, I will let you know on Monday how that all goes. Now the weather is saying a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and also highs in the upper 80s to near 90. So, yes, he will be a factor. Usually when you think of heat sports, you think of football. No, you don't think of football. You think of baseball. And if you do think of football as a heat-related sports, it's generally more so in the southern United States. Although because high school football does start in August in this state, it is very common for it to be in the 70s. But in the southern U.S., it is common for it to be still in the 80s when the season begins. All right. So, there's something, a little nugget, well, I want to bring to you guys. You know, there's this idea that as Christians, we should not be living by what we see. We shouldn't be living by what we feel or by what we fear. We shouldn't be living by what we feel. And we should realize that the Lord is here with us. The Lord goes wherever we go. Everywhere you go, the Lord is with you. And through him, we can do anything, and we can do all things, because it's him who gives us strength. And we live by faith. We're supposed to live by faith, not by sight. Not by what CNN said. Not by what MSN said. Not by the so-called prophets of the land, what they said. Not according to Dr. Finocchio/Fauci. No. Live by faith. And if you're just, you live by faith. You should be. Shouldn't be going around walking by sight, going by, you know, here's how it looks. Here's what the media said. They blah, 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 blah. Now we use wisdom, God-given wisdom, and we seek out the truth from the lies, because not everything you hear from the media is exactly true. Oh, yeah, the media, you think all everything you heard from the media in the last, you know, 15, 16 months, 17 months was true? Nope. Maybe some of it, yes, but is it all true? Not exactly. Not exactly all of it is true. But we go by this. We go by faith. We live by faith. We live by what the Word of God says. And the promise of God is life. It's not death. It's health. It's not sickness. It's freedom. Not some lockdown, mask up. Nope. So, well, we go by faith. Faith, of course, is trusting in God. And not only is faith trusting in God, it's believing that he will do what he said in his word that he would do. And you're supposed to be putting your trust in him and be able to say, Lord, you are good for it. I believe all your promises. I believe that all your promises that are in your Bible, that are in your word, I believe all those promises are true. And I believe that all your promises are yes and amen. And I believe it, I receive it. And here's another thing I want to tell you. Faith and fear cannot mix together. You can't be living by faith and then all of a sudden start letting this fear rule your life. The second you go, oh, you know, and you just let all that fear go get upon you and you're all afraid, all of a sudden, you're not having all that faith. When you are fearful, you are faithless. If you are faithful, you are fearless. That's how we're supposed to be. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is. Faith is now. Faith isn't, you know, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 30 days from now. No, faith is now. So what is that thing that you're believing for? What is that thing you're trusting God for? You know, we all have needs. And, you know, whatever those needs are that we need from him, we just have to trust him in faith. Have that faith. Not be doubting like doubting Thomas did. Nope. We go by faith. That's what good, God-fearing Christians are supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be walking by faith. Not going by sight. Not just going by, you know, the feeling of the day. And so, many of you, some of you listening to me, and I hope you're not like this, there'll be people that'll put all kinds of faith in their boss. And they won't say, I hope he's good for it. I hope she's good for it. Did you go deposit the check on Friday? Yeah. Well, you know, we need to go get these groceries and all that stuff. Well, I don't know if we should. I don't know if it's clear or not. No, many of you just go by faith, believing to have that faith in that boss, which is good, you know, that you can trust your boss. But many of you will have that kind of faith in your boss, that he's good in his word. But you may not have that same faith with God. You might be like, well, I don't know if he will or not. Some of you might be like, well, I don't know. Or some of you might be like, well, I've been believing for so long, but it hasn't happened yet. And I know I've been believing for what I've been believing for a very long time. I haven't given up yet. Jesus didn't say it's okay to give up after a certain amount of time. Nope. Don't give up. And continue to keep the faith. Continue to believe that he will do what he said in his word. And so I continue to live by faith and keep that faith activated and make that confession of faith that I'm going to get my stuff. That healing is going to be made manifest. Those miracles are going to be made manifest in my life. Because I know who I am believing in. And there's not a shadow of doubt in my mind. Not a shadow of doubt in my mind that he's going to do it. And how do I know he's going to do it? Because I know that my God is faithful. He's so faithful and able to do beyond what we could ever ask or think. Yes. That's why I love the Lord. Yes. And I'm just so grateful to him in my life. And I just know that he's going to do it. And when you see people get their miracle, you don't want to get all jealous and then get to that place of, well, it happens all the time, you know, like, you know. Don't get all complacent and be like, it happens all the time around here. No, you got to stay excited. You got to keep believing. Well, that miracle that you're believing for is going to come. But it's not just faith for miracles. It takes faith to live today. You can't please God just in your everyday life. You can't please God without faith. You can't please him without it. You can't. And if you try it, it won't work. Because you've got to be living by faith. Amen. Just thought I'd take a little bit of time and exhort you on that. Sometimes I just love to share my heart with you on certain things. Now we're going to sing. After I give these quick announcements, we're going to sing and then we're going to be talking about casting your cares upon the Lord and about how Jesus is the burden bearer. Amen. All right, so, listeners, those of you who are new to this show, bear with us. I mean, those of you who have been with us for a long time, bear with us for just a second. I'm going to give a couple of very quick announcements. Number one, we have our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. And it's the story of how God has been so faithful. He's healed me of so many different things. And he's helped me in so many different ways throughout my life. Through different struggles that I've faced. But Jesus has been so faithful to me and to my family. And it's just been wonderful, all the things that God has done for me. Yes. And you can read all about it in the book, Rivers of Miracles. You can find out information about the book by going online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that website is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. My hope is that you will not only buy one for yourself, but you'll buy one for yourself, and then after you're done reading it, you'll bless it. You'll give it to someone else so that even more people can learn about it. And it's not, and I don't just want this so that you will learn about me. I want you to have this book in your hand so that you have a great understanding of the faithfulness of God. Because that's what this book is going to do for you. So that book should encourage you. So just avail yourself to that. The other thing I want to mention is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man. I trust this show has been a blessing into your life. So I really encourage you to go online to paypal.com. And in the search bar, you will want to type in Rivers Shukla, which is my first name. I mean, which is my name. My first name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then my last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. After you're on PayPal, and after you have typed all that info in, you can go and choose that amount that you want to give and sow that seed. And whenever you sow your seed and I get notification that you've sown a seed into this program, I immediately pray for you when you sow that seed. And I call you blessed and pray the blessing of God upon you, because the Lord wants to bless your giving. And so the verse I want you to sow on is, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So how's your soul doing? Is your soul prospering or not? So that's just something you got to look at and see, is my soul prospering or not? What's my attitude like? How am I feeling about these certain things? How am I feeling about these certain people? How am I feeling about myself? And you just got to be examining. So God bless you as you sow your seed tonight into the radio program. We're going to sing a couple of songs now, and then we are going to get into the Word of the Lord for this evening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. knees again, I need you. Oh, God, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul, I need you. Lord, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. A dead man walking, slave to sin. I want to know about being born again. I need you. Oh, God, I need you. Take me to the riverside. Take me under, baptize. I need you. Oh, God, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. It's like holy water on my skin. It's like holy water. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. He always guides me. He goes before me. I won't fear. He always guides me through rivers and valleys. I won't fear. Hallelujah, I am not alone. You're my comfort, Jesus. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. He guides me through rivers and valleys. He's behind me. He restores my soul. My cup's overflowing. He walks through the valley. I won't fear, oh Lord. Hallelujah, I am not alone. You're my comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not alone. You're my comfort, Lord. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit dwells within me, my victory. Your spirit dwells within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit dwells within me, my victory, my victory. Your spirit dwells within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I shall walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Hallelujah, I am not alone. My comfort, he's my comfort. He always draws me close. Hallelujah, I am not alone. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Sing that part again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. He's hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. You always lead us and guide us. Lead us, beside those still waters. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Mm-hmm. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, Holy Ghost. Oh, how we love you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You never stop working on us. You're working on us, even when we can't see it, even when we can't feel it. You're doing it. You're working. You're changing things. You're fixing things. You're making us who we ought to be based on what you think about us. Thank you that you make us what you want us to be. Thank you that you're moving on us. You're working in us. And that you never stop working. You never stop working. You never ever stop. Thank you, Lord God, that you are there. You are here. You're the one moving in our midst. And I just give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful listeners tonight who have tuned in. Thank you that you bless every one of them, Lord God. Thank you for every need represented. Pray over every need that is represented, and I thank you, Lord God, that you are meeting every one of these needs that is represented, regardless of what kind of need it is, whether it's a health need, a financial need, something mentally, whatever it is. I just thank you that you are the God that meets all needs. And you know what they need, even when I don't. You do. And you're the God that is well able to fix and to fix things and is well able to meet all needs. Yes. And So, Lord, bless our time in the Word tonight. Let this Word be an encouragement to all of us tonight. Let us be encouraged tonight as we study in your holy Word tonight. And I pray that they'll get this word in their hearts that I'm about to teach, and that they would be hearers of it, doers of it, not hearers only. And now, Heavenly Father, I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I pray that finances would come to this program. I pray that increases in listenership come to this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Lord God, as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. Because after all, we know that the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's do it. This is my Bible. I am what the Bible says that I am. I can do what the Word says I can do. And I can have what the Word says I can have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a history book to me. And it is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 11. Amen. Matthew 11. Tonight we're going to be talking about rest for our souls. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And I want to encourage you to follow along. This is not a club thing. Nope. I want you to be a participant. So as I study the word, you study the word. I sing, you sing. You know, I exhort, you pay attention. Whatever I do, you do. Amen. Now I'm in Matthew 11, and we're going to begin with verse 1. Matthew 11, 1, NIV. You follow along whatever version you have. I'm going to begin in verse 1 right now. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he sent on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John heard in prison what Jesus was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy or other diseases are cured. I added in the other diseases part. Those who have leprosy are cured. The dead, the deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? Nope. Those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. A prophet, if it was the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. Forceful men lay hold of it. For all of the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, we played the flute for you, you did not dance. We sang a dirge, you did not mourn. John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here's a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Wisdom is proved right by your actions. Verse 20. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Lord, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father, No one knows who the Son is except the Father. No one knows who the Father is except the Son, and through to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all ye who are refreshed and are ready to go to work super hard, long hours. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry about that. Verse 28. Come unto me, Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened. And I, meaning the Lord Jesus, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Just breathe for a second. Yes. You see here, Jesus doesn't want us to be all worried. No, he doesn't want us to just sit there and be all worried and burdened. And knowing, I got all these things I got to do. What do I do? I got all these people I got to worry about. What do I do, Jesus? Help me. That's not what Jesus wants. Yes, it's good to help people and all that kind of stuff. Yes. But what he's saying is, come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I am going to give you rest. You'll find rest. You know, take your yoke upon me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. And he says, you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And so, there's certain things that you just have to let God deal with. You know, in 1 Peter 5, it says, you know, cast your cares upon the Lord. You cast your cares upon the Lord. Whatever those things are that you care about, you know, all these different responsibilities you have to do, all these different, you know, things that you're supposed to be doing, and all these different, and at times it could even make you down and feel kind of worried, will I get all this stuff done? Will I not get this stuff done? Cast your cares upon Jesus. And when you're going through all kinds of stuff, oh, this thing happened, that thing happened, oh, my car battery this, my dog this, the rooster's fault. Stuff happens. But there's certain things that you just got to give to God. Let God deal with it. When you cast your cares upon Jesus, you know, you'll get results that way because Jesus cares for you. He cares. There's other verses that come to me right now. Also in Matthew where Jesus says, don't worry about, you know, what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. And all these other things. You know, it said, see the lilies, how they feed. See the lilies of the field, how they grow. And these other animals, he said, you know, they don't sow, they don't reap, they don't store away in barns, they don't toil, they don't spin, but they're provided for. They get provided for. And that's how it is. We have Jesus. And he cares for us. So, just like how we shouldn't be living in fear, how I talked earlier about how we're supposed to live by faith and not live by fear, you should not be living in worry either. I'm talking to myself, too, because sometimes, you know, I might get all frazzled. I might be worried about this thing or worried about that thing. You're not supposed to be living in worry. Allowing yourself to just always be all worried. Cast your cares upon Jesus. And Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. You will find rest for your souls. Imagine if you just gave all that those certain things to your soul, to God. Certain things that you should be given to God and you're not given to God. Imagine much less stressful you could be and just have the peace of God upon you. Yes, the peace of God. Because the more you worry, the more you live in worry, and the more burdened that you feel, but I don't mean you shouldn't have any responsibilities or anything like that. What I mean by that is, I mean, like, by burden, I mean, like, heavily laden. And you just feel all frazzled. And you just feel peaked up. Tension city. Jesus doesn't want you to be like that. He said, come to me. And he had said, you know, I kept, you know, he's thanking God that he had kept these certain things from the wise. And learned, and instead revealed those things to children. He talks about no one knows who the Father is except the Son. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and to whom he chooses to reveal. And you know. And it even admits in there, you know, that Jesus is humble. He's meek. And he's saying, if you just give it to me, you can find rest for your soul. Because in whatever yokes you have, the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing doesn't cause more yoke and more bondage and more suffering. The anointing of God breaks the yoke. And you just let Jesus deal with those certain issues, whether they're family issues, whether they're children issues, whether they're health issues, whether they're whatever they are. Yes, you confess over your life and things. Yes. But you give that stuff to God. Just give yourself and just give those things to God and let God deal with them. And then allow your soul to find rest. And he said he wanted us to have rest for our souls. And just like how your body needs to sleep, your soul should have some rest too. It should not always be super heavily laden. That's why you got to give things, those certain things, to Jesus. And cast your cares upon him. Well, I lost all these certain things. Well, ask Jesus to help you find it. Well, my cat, la 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 la, ba 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 ba, hoogla boogla. Give it to Jesus. Miracle man, you don't understand. My teenager, he. Pray. Cast that care upon Jesus. And Jesus will see you through. He'll give you rest for your soul. And you take his yoke upon you. Take his yoke. His yoke. Not all these other yokes. Not the yoke of bondage, which, by the way, the anointing of the Lord breaks that yoke. He removes those burdens. He destroys those yokes because he wants us free. Not bound by all kinds of stuff that we need not be bound by. And glad to be saved. And I realize, of course, without Jesus, you know, I'd be dead. So what I want you to get out of this message tonight is instead of living in all this worry and feeling always super burdened and pressured and hassled and frazzled and all that kind of stuff. Just cast your cares upon the Lord. And you'll find that you'll live better, a lot better, if you do that. You go, oh, I got to do all this. Give it to Jesus. He'll help you. He'll help you. Like I said a minute ago, I'm helping myself too. I don't know if you're getting helped, but I am. And pastor wasn't there at my local church Sunday, but Reverend Randolph was, and this was along the lines of what he preached. But so rather than worry about all these things, just trust God and cast your cares upon Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that I thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. I pray, Lord God, that we would always trust in you when we need help. Pray that we would just trust in you, that we would let you move on our midst, that we would allow you to deal with these things in our lives, that we would cast our burdens upon you, that we wouldn't always feel so pressurized, but that you would help us, and that as we cast our cares upon you and take on your yoke and your burden instead. And I thank you that we would put this word into practice in our own lives so that we can be that much better for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I pray I helped you tonight. I know I helped myself, but I pray I truly helped you also. Hallelujah. Now, in terms of sports, first what I wanted to do is go over some of the biggest football stadiums in America. In no particular order, many of the biggest football stadiums in America include Michigan Stadium, number one. You have Pennsylvania up there. I believe Iowa. Maybe it's not. That state to the south has one of them, number five. Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee. Alabama Stadium, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You have University of Texas Stadium in Austin, Texas. I said, you know, you had Beaver Stadium. I said that you have the stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so LSU. And some others. All of the biggest stadiums in the United States, all 8, 9 of them, are all college stadiums. I was told the top 2 largest stadiums in the world, however, are in India and North Korea. But they're for like soccer or something. But number 3 all the way to number 9, of the, so 7 of the 10 largest stadiums in the world, 7 of the 10 largest outdoor stadiums in the world, all the way, number 3 all the way to number 9, all of those are in America, and they are football stadiums. And all of them are at universities, including, like I said, Michigan, that state to the south, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Texas, and there's another one. I forget what it is, though, but of course, like I said, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas. All those are southern. Oh, and Louisiana. Something of note there? 4 of them are southern. And I think we know why. Because they love their football. In the southern U.S. All right. Talk about the Dow High schedule. Dow High, just like Midland, they have a rather tough schedule this year as well. Dow starts right off, boom, Fenton. Fenton in the last 11, 12 years, very tough team. Dow has to start with Fenton on Friday in Ann Arbor. Dow also has to play, just like Midland, they have to play Lapeer. They also have to play Grand Blanc, Flint, Carmen, Ainsworth, Mount Pleasant, Bay City, Western, Central. And Midland, end of the season. I suspect that Dow's record will probably be something like 5-4. Or so. I do expect them to lose a couple of the teams down there in the Flint area, like Lapeer, Grand Blanc, Fenton, possibly a couple of those. But I think 5-4 is an approximate, is a decent record for them. That's what I think they'll finish. All right, folks. Tomorrow night I will pick the games for the weekend. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.